This episode of WDW Today is being sponsored by All Star Vacation Homes. And boy, do I love my own private pool. Because you know why? I don't like other people. Well, I don't like other people in my pool, darn it. You know, you got to be considerate. It's like, all right, daughter, don't go near the other kids. Oh, the other kids are splashing me. Well, I'm not their parents. I can't do anything about it. Well, I don't want to, you know, there's too many people in the pool. Well, you don't have to worry about any of that. All Star Vacation Homes, you get in many homes your own private pool, private hot tub as well, you know, enjoy a little bit of relaxing. And the best part, again, it's your own place. And that makes a big difference, really, when you're talking about where you're staying on your Walt Disney World vacation. And All Star Vacation Homes have so many great amenities. I mean, the private pool is a big one, but there's so many others. You really need to check out their website. Just go to allstarvacationhomes.com and check out everything you see there. Allstarvacationhomes.com.
Bringing the world to your world, this is Walt Disney World Today. Here are Mike Scopa, Len Testa, Mike Newell, and your host, Matt Hochberg.
It's Friday, September 19th, 2014, and this is episode 1398 of WDW Today. Hi, I'm Matt Hochberg of StudioCentral.com and RoyalCaribbeanBlog.com. Joining me on today's show, Len Testa, co-author of The Unofficial Guide to Walt Disney World and host of the Disney Dish with Jim Hill podcast. Welcome to the show, Len.
How's it going, Matt?
Outstanding.
I'd like to congratulate our Scottish listeners on their decision regarding independence. It was the right decision to make, and I applaud you for your efforts. Good luck going forward.
Good luck, bro.
Let it be known that we recorded this beforehand, so we have no idea how it turned out.
Well, you know, so I didn't actually say how it turned out.
Yes.
I just said congratulations on your vote.
Also joining us on today's show, Mike Newell of Mouse World Radio. Welcome to the show, Mike.
Too bad we couldn't do that back in the day. We had to, like, have a war.
Yeah, yeah. What is this voting on independence?
Yeah. We kicked them out. And now they do our wiki for us.
Yes. Governor.
Also joining us on today's show, the fabulous Annette Owens, a manager at MEI and Mouse Fan Travel, and our social director, of course. Welcome to the show, Annette.
Hey, well, the social worker's been busy. The social worker? The social director.
Social director.
Social worker. I'm giving myself a new title.
Do you think we'll ever be adopted, Noel?
What is she, Julie from the Love Boat?
Yeah, right.
Isn't that cruise director?
Okay. Yeah. Well, social director.
We actually do need to make a little bit of an update here, announcement, if you will, about Reunion 2014. And because things are a changing in Walt Disney World these days, Annette.
Well, you know, there's this our favorite word. I think I actually said that Bob the Builder was really busy at Disney, and I really do mean it. We've had to make a change of the resort that we're all going to, so we wanted to make everybody aware of that.
Yeah, previously we had announced that our home resort, so to speak, the resort that all of us were going to stay at, all six of us, was going to be Coronado Springs. But unfortunately,
they kicked us out.
There's a little bit of rehab going.
They kicked us out.
No, actually, we had requested to be in certain buildings. I wanted the group to be in certain buildings, and the buildings we requested just happened to be going down Thanksgiving for rehab. So Disney graciously said, here, we want you to go and move. So we've changed our home resort. So Disney, I guess, listens to the podcast and just kind of said, you know what? You guys have been talking about you would never stay at the Polynesian during construction zone. We're going to move you for rehab to a construction zone. We're going to go over the Poly.
Sure.
We're totally staying at the resort we've been bashing for the last 6 months for construction. But, hey, it's you know, we'll see it firsthand. And that's our new home resort. You don't have to stay there, obviously. But if you're interested in staying at the same resort as us to be able to see us around the resort and commenting on the construction or what have you, we'd love to have you join us. But of course, any resort you want to stay at, even in our All-Star Vacation Home, is totally cool with us as well. And of course, Annette, if people want to get more details about getting a package for Reunion 2014 through MEI and Mouse Travel, where should they go?
They can go to the website and just put in a quote, or if you're working with one of the agents, email them directly. They can let you know about what your options are. If you you know, want to maybe change. Now, Coronado wasn't your favorite, but now that we're going to Poly, you go, oh, maybe.
Yeah.
And we have already talked to everybody else that was booked with us over at Coronado. We didn't just leave them there because that sounds really bad, doesn't it? See ya. We're out of here. No, we brought them with us. So there is a good little group of us going over to the Poly. So, but you don't have to stay there. We've never said come stay with us at any other year. This year we did it, and look what happened.
Yeah. So very good. And more information, again, mousefantravel.com for booking information, of course. So very good. And on today's show, we are going to be talking about actually an article that CNN posted. Actually, one of our listeners, Keith Colmo, sent us an email and said, guys, check out this article. Interesting to see if you guys agree with it. And CNN posted an article earlier this month calling the Disney World splurges that are worth it. And they've got a number of splurges, I think five, in fact, that they say are worth splurging for. So it's going to be expensive, and we're going to talk about what we think of each one. And so let's kick things off here with the first splurge. And their first splurge is, if you're staying, you need to go stay at the Four Seasons Orlando, which opened in August.
I wonder who's paying for this article.
I know. The emphasis on the word splurge here. Rooms start at $545. And now, it sounds like a lot, and it is. Although, it is. I mean, look,
Florida resident rates are half that, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Florida resident rates are like $250 a night.
Matt's thinking about moving again.
Oh, well, it pays not to. What am I doing up here?
Yeah, what?
Now, they mentioned the article then. The Four Seasons is arguably the coolest swimming pool complex in the resort, which I haven't seen. Do you know anything about their pool?
It's got a lazy river. Actually, our statistician, Steve Bloom, is staying there right now.
What a tough job.
Tonight. Yeah, I know, right?
Send resumes to Len Testa.
To Len at earnplants.com, yeah. In fact, he tweeted a picture of, and I'll retweet it for Friday morning, of his daughter in the Four Seasons robe eating a box of chocolates on the bed.
Let's like, meet cake.
Rachel approves of the accommodations.
Like, oh my goodness, poor boy that wants to date her later is all I'm saying. Know, right?
So here's the thing. They're saying they have, as a guest of the Four Seasons, you can take full and free advantage of the family pool, a castle-like kiddie pool with shooting jets of water and other surprises, an 11,000-square-foot lazy river, two water slides, and an adult pool. There's also a supervised kids club open every day from 9 to 5 with well-thought-out games and activities that and almost more staff than kids. So that basically sounds like it's like a cruise line, like daycare kind of, right?
Yeah, somebody to watch your kids.
Now,
it sounds like you're not in the parks.
It also sounds like for $500, I mean, you could stay at some other resort and probably bring somebody and probably save money.
Well, here's the thing. So $545 a night is the basic room off season. If you wanted to go like during a more busy time of the year, it's $645 a night. And if you wanted to go over Christmas, the rooms start at $745 a night.
Here's the question, Len. Let's assume you are splurging. So you're not looking to get value out of it. You're looking to spend money and shower yourself with love through money. So is the Four Seasons the best place on Disney World property to splurge, or can you think of a better resort?
I mean, you know, at $545 a night, wouldn't you rather have like a one-bedroom at rent points for one bedroom at Grand Floridian?
I was actually thinking, what about the Waldorf Astoria?
The Waldorf Astoria.
The Waldorf has a lazy river pool, and it's half the rate. It's half the cost, too. You could probably get a suite at the Waldorf.
Yeah, and nobody's questioning you're slumming it at the Waldorf Astoria.
Yeah, right.
We're not like we're recommending the Red Roof Inn here.
Yeah, I was kind of thinking along the same lines as Lynn. You want the pool aspects, if that's what's getting it for you, maybe go to the Beach Club Villas.
Well, the thing with the Four Seasons is you're still only 30 days out for fast pass spots because it's considered an offsite resort. You don't have bus transportation, but it's not Disney transportation, I don't think. And you don't get Magic Bands as part of your. I mean, you can buy Magic Bands, but you don't get on site Magic Bands. So no early entry, anything like that.
Okay, let's move on to their second splurge: taking advantage of valet parking. And they're saying if you have a car, you can book a massage at the Grand Floridian, which has
room. Sure, it's a great spa.
Yep. Maybe even take advantage of the tea party at that resort. And it only costs $20 to park for the day with the valet, and then you get the treat you book. Plus, you can wander around the lush property and enjoy its other things. They're also mentioning they mentioned that Todd English's Blue Zoo restaurant is at the Dolphin. It's actually at the Swan.
They say it's at the Swan. It's actually at the Dolphin.
Oh no, I see that. You might try Todd English's Blue Zoo restaurant at the Dolphin Hotel.
The photo says it's at the Swan.
Oh, the Swan caption. Somebody get the caption right. Yeah, very good. See, I got that wrong.
They were covering themselves.
Absolutely. Yeah,
it's one or the other.
So valet parking in general, I think I kind of agree with this one. I think it's worth it, especially considering some resorts, I mean, where you have to park. Like the Grand Floridian is a great example because if you don't valet park, you're parking literally across the street, and that's kind of a hike.
It is. And if you have tables in Wonderland, you get a discount on the parking, right?
Yeah, if you eat at one of the restaurants at that resort, yes, that's correct.
There you go.
Yeah. So that's not a bad one, actually. $20. I mean, it's not breaking anybody's bank to spend $20 for that.
No. You got gratuity and stuff, too, but, you know, still, it's not bad at all. No, I think valet parking is one of those things that makes you feel like you're on vacation. I mean, it's relatively inexpensive, especially, like, if you consider, like, if you were staying at the Swan of the Dolphin, where parking is, what, $12 a day anyway? Or if you're staying offsite at Universal, where parking is $18 or $20 a day anyway. I mean, it's not that much more.
Yep. Now, of course, the other perk that they're – I said five perks. I meant three perks.
Did I say five? I meant three.
I meant three. The other perk they mentioned is taking a private VIP tour. Oh, man. This is – talk about splurging, because now what you get for it, you get door-to-door transportation from your hotel, preferred seating during select entertainment options and parades, and most important, unlimited FastPass Plus entries onto rides. So,
yeah, and they actually recommend this for Universal as well, and they've done it at Universal like in the last couple months.
Well, let's get to that in a second, Len. The Disney World VIP tour starts at $299 per person, and I believe there's a minimum amount of – it's per hour, right? Or isn't that how it works?
Well, I don't know. If they're doing per person, then I think it's a
– it's just a daily rate?
Yeah. I think it's like a minimum of 6 hours or something like that. But yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Trying to think. So, I mean, this is obviously – a lot of money, because for a family of four, you're going to shell out, what, $1,200 before tax?
Yeah. For a day. But if you wanted to see like all four parks in one day without waiting in line, like I've talked to people who've done it, and they said, you know, if you wanted to walk onto Toy Story Mania at 11 o'clock in the morning without waiting, that's how to do it. And if you wanted to ride it three times in a row, they would do it.
Now, they also say, for roughly the same amount of money, you could buy a ticket for just one day and, for instance, pay for the Ultimate Day of Thrills VIP Tour, a group experience with the Disney VIP Tour Guide, lunch at a table service restaurant,
yes,
automatic FastPass Plus admission to 11 of the most exhilarating rides across three Disney World parks.
So they've got two versions of these tours, right? In that they've got the thrill one, and then they've got the family fun one, which is – it's the same number of rides, but one of them obviously is – the thrill rides. The other one is like kid friendly rides, like Peter Pan, the Barnstormer, things like that. So same price, same idea, same number of rides, just different rides, and it's spread across three parks.
That's what it's three parks. Yep, it's not all parks, four.
Yeah, it's not all four. Yeah, and that's okay. But the problem is you don't get to customize the tour, and you could be with other people.
Right.
Whereas with the VIP tour, you're in a private group, and you get to pick the rides. Like again, if you wanted to ride Toy Story Mania 17 times in a row, and that was your day, then you could do that.
I mean, regardless of which one you pick, which VIP tour you pick for Disney World, it's a lot of money. I mean, this is like.
But you know what? But everyone that I've talked to that's done it,
yep,
said that it's totally worth it, because you can ride whatever you want. You don't have to wait in lines for anything. You don't go through security check. You don't go through bag check. You know, nothing. You get shuttled around wherever you want to go. So if you had one day, let's say it was one really long day, and you wanted to see everything there was to see in the park, in all four parks, you could do it without waiting in any lines. If you look at it that way, it's only $75 per park.
I get it. I mean, look, it's for people who just want to throw money at the problem, right? And don't care about it. And
you have more money than time. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's essentially what it is. I mean, it's always been an option that's been out there. In fact, I'm surprised they had a link actually to Disney's website where they linked to it. I thought this was always like something you had to like kind of, not a wink, wink, nudge, nudge, but you kind of went to guest relations and you... It wasn't that advertised, and now it's just an option you pick up. It's like I booked the resort, and oh yeah, dropped a couple grand on VIP tours.
Yeah, I mean it's again for a family of four, $1,200, but if you think you're dropping $5,000 or $6,000 for a family vacation anyway, what's the difference between five and six and six and seven? Right? It's actually not that much more, right?
And again, it depends on who you ask.
Yeah, it depends who you ask.
But I mean, as a percentage, right? It's not that much more. I did it for Universal for the VIP tour, and this was funny because we were with two other people the first time we did it.
Yep.
And they were, I mean, young kids, just married in their mid-20s from Canada, and they had done a VIP tour of Universal Studios. This is with Diagon Alley and everything. Then went to Disney for a couple days, decided they didn't like Disney, came back and bought another VIP tour. at Universal to do all of their favorite rides again without waiting in line. And we joined them on their second ride. They were gracious enough to have us in their group because we were running low on VIP tour guides. But it was a phenomenal experience. For the first thing is and they, I don't think they say this on the website, but at least at Universal, they'll feed you before you go out, like danishes, you know, fruit, water, coffee, orange juices in a private air-conditioned area before the tour even starts. And then anywhere you want to go, you get in line first for everything. Universal couldn't do it for like the restaurants. Like for Leaky Cauldron, we actually had to wait in line. For ice cream, we had to wait in line. But for all the other rides, yep, front of the line. I mean, if you wanted to, you know, avoid the – this time it was like a five-hour wait for Gringotts. You know, if you wanted to avoid that, VIP tour was the only way to do it. I mean, so you know, when you look at it that way, if you look at saving, you know, 5 to 8 hours in line for $300 per person, that's, you know, I can kind of see that. Yeah, I would totally do it at Universal again.
I have to say with Universal, though, you know, for anybody that's going, this is ridiculous, this is way too much money to spend, if you just get a hotel room on site, you're cutting down your waits right
yeah,
there
true.
At the Fast Pass line.
Yeah, everywhere except Cabana Bay, which doesn't have
right.
Universal Express.
Make sure you stay at Lowe's, but yeah.
By the way, the VIP tour for Universal Orlando starts at around $229 a person. In addition to priority entrance to rides, they also get the guide. And Len, you're saying they also feed you as well.
Yeah, I mean pastries, all the pastries you could want, all the fruit you could want, all the coffee you can drink, all the juices you could drink, all the water you could drink, and everyone was super nice. They actually built a special lounge right over the Hollywood area at Universal Studios Florida for the tours. Spacious, air conditioned. Everyone was super friendly. Really can't say enough good things about it. It was really, really a lot of fun.
Now, Noel, if you – go ahead, Noel.
No, this doesn't include the park admission, right?
You still have to have park admission. Although the funny thing is they never scanned ours for Universal.
Oh, you're kidding.
No, never scanned it.
But Disney, so. You know Disney will.
Disney would, I'm sure. The other thing – so I've done one Disney VIP tour. And the cool thing about the VIP tour for Disney, and I will say this, it started an hour before the park opened. And they let us take off our shoes and run around in the grass in the Magic Kingdom. Because I was telling the people I was with, is like, if you remember nothing else in your life, remember this moment because it will never happen again.
That's great.
Right? This is it. This is your chance. It was great. And it doesn't taste like – it feels like carpet. I was going to say it tastes like carpet. It feels like carpet.
It tastes like carpet.
I was like, wait a minute. We're running barefoot and eating it. That's not good.
It was cool. And it didn't feel dirty or sandy. It was just – ah,
it's perfect.
So much fun.
So let's. I'm going to throw out the valet parking because I mean anybody can afford valet parking.
Yeah.
Newell, if you had to choose between the Four Seasons of Orlando and the VIP tour, which are you splurging on?
I'm going for the VIP tour.
Really?
Yeah. Why not? You know how much you get so much more done. You know, I'm sure Four Seasons is nice, but. You know, those fancy hotels don't really do it for me like that. So I'd rather have the experience in the parks.
Okay. Len?
Yeah, I'm with Noel. I mean, when you go back to, you know, work and people ask you how your trip was, you're not going to say like, oh, I stayed in the best hotel room. You'd be like, oh, I saw the, you know, the most fun things. I would stay at the Waldorf with their Lazy River, and I would eat a Bull and Bear, and I would save the money that I was going to spend on the Four Seasons and do one of the VIP tours.
That's a fair point. I was gonna say go for the Four Seasons because I just think it's a better. Maybe I'm just looking at it from a value standpoint. I enjoy a really nice hotel.
Have you stayed at Four Seasons before?
I'm sorry.
Have you stayed at a Four Seasons?
Believe it or not, no, I have not.
I don't believe that.
I kind of do actually believe it. But I mean,
nobody's offered to pay.
Fantastic. Yeah.
Banana.
They are fantastic. They are exquisite hotel rooms, and the service is impeccable. The service is so much.
I'm sure they are, but I mean, we've had great rooms at All Star Vacation Homes that are 10 times less.
That's the thing. You can actually get the butler, and they have them. I'm not joking. You could have the butler at All Star Vacation Homes for roughly that amount of money, right? I mean, it's just, you know, you can hire a private concierge,
and a cook.
Annette, what's your pick?
See, I'm going along with the guys. I think the VIP tour. But here's the thing. When you look at people's vacation photos, they're not taking pictures of the room. If they are, they're working. They're not out enjoying the parks. They're not down enjoying what they went down to Florida for. You might see some pictures from the pool. But, you know, those VIP experiences that they're going to fill in the park, that's what they're gonna remember. That's what they're gonna take pictures of and talk about.
Exactly. It's, you know, what rides did you go on? You're gonna talk about that. I mean, you might mention the hotel, but it's not gonna be the focus of the conversation, right?
Mm-mm. No.
The other thing too is the Four Seasons isn't completely open yet. All the restaurants aren't done. All the bars aren't open yet.
Oh, interesting. And of course, the other thing is, do you think the Four Seasons is located next to Fort Wilderness? If you were a family, Len, that's looking...
you can't see it. You can Well, you can see it from like the contemporary boat dock.
Yes. Yeah.
No, I'm saying from a convenience standpoint, do you think there's any advantage of staying there, be given that if, like, say you have a young family, you're going to spend a lot of time in the Magic Kingdom? You know the way that we say about monorail resorts? Do you think there's an advantage there? Or because it's... While it's near Fort Wilderness, it's really kind of like in the middle. It's closer to really Port Orleans.
It's right down the street from Port Orleans.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it's kind of convenient to Downtown Disney and to Epcot. And to
if
the
you're
Magic
golfing,
Kingdom.
It's a great hotel.
Well, yeah, because you're right there, right? Yeah, but...
Okay. Fair enough. Well, that will do it for us today. Don't forget this episode of WDW Today's with Tosser by All-Star Vacation Homes. And you heard, you know, if you're not dropping $500 on a night on the Four Seasons, the next best thing, of course, is All-Star Vacation Homes. Heck, you can get your own butler, you heard. These are the kinds of things All-Star Vacation Homes has. They have really something for everybody. If you're looking for just a nice place to stay, you're looking for a house, you're looking for a butler, you're looking for whatever kind of vacation home is your kind of vacation home. The good news is All-Star Vacation Homes can totally accommodate you. In fact, they got a lot of great options. I always encourage people, just go to their website. Go see what they have available to you. You're really going to be impressed by it. And then you're going to look at the price and be like, wow, that's it? Really? Check them out online right now at allstarvacationhomes.com. Also, don't forget that our next live show is on Sunday, September 28th, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. We'd love to have you there. It'd be a great opportunity for you to talk Walt Disney World with all of us. Check it out again. Sunday, September 28th, 8 p.m. Eastern. More details at WDWTOday.com. For Len Testa, Mike Scopa, Mike Newell, and the fabulous Annette Owens, I'm Matt Hotchberg. We'll see you on the next show.
Stupid Judy, stupid energy.
This has been a production of Mouse World Radio.